following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Football Friday.
No Husker game, man.
You have moved into communist role.
The football open for Husker highlights for a bye week?
Yeah, we're going to beat bye.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to beat bye. I don't want to field the angry emails that Jeff didn't play the football open because they get angry with me. So you have to address them to Jeff today. But Jimmy Langan, he's brought his Hosmer jersey in. He's ready to roll for Royals baseball tonight. How come you're not in Baltimore? What are you doing here? I thought we got you a plane ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm. Is it too late? I'll just get rolling right now then.
Royals and Orioles, and the more that it gets talked about, the weirder. The stranger it seems that the Orioles and the Royals are playing baseball, meaningful baseball, over the next week.
Yeah, they sure are.
It's just strange. Talking about the atmosphere in both cities, the difference in the teams, you just hope it's a great series. I mean, I don't mind if the Royals win in four, but you hope it's a great series. You don't want it to be the other way around, that's for sure. And the National League gets going tomorrow. We'll have all the games for the Royals, as we have all season long on the Breeze, 94.5. So check it out tonight, 6:30. James Shields gets the start. And all of a sudden now, the weather continues to be a big story. We're going to have a cool, crisp night for high school football across the state of Nebraska. But they're right, the national annals are right. If it starts to rain and the track becomes muddy, that negates the Royals' advantage. I mean, of course, if it's cold, how far can the ball fly? I mean, this isn't 95 degrees and warm with the summer and the ball is going to jump out of the ballpark. So I can't expect that there would be as many home runs from the Orioles during the postseason here. But if it does dampen the turf, that's going to slow the Royals down, although there's a couple of them that I don't think anything can slow down.
Yeah, there's that guy. I don't know. I'd like to see that guy on a muddy track, that's for sure. Hey, James Shields is pitching, and it's amazing how many times he gets to start. You know, if you keep winning and you get these things and go four straight and win in four games, you don't see a lot of the other pitchers. You know, you just kind of see the guys that have been thrown. There's some Royals that haven't thrown for about 3 weeks.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out for the Royals tonight. Our guest list includes Josh Harvey of Scout.com. Jimmy's got his selections for the weekend. We've also got Pigskin Pick'em, $50 in the Cunningham's Cash Vault today. You answer our trivia questions, you're going to be picking up the large combo meal, the Big Dally's Deli. And if you are able to beat us, and it's been 5 weeks, then you'll get the Cunningham's Cash Vault. So after a slow start, Jimmy, we're doing better.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you, Doug. You're kind of riding the ship here, let's be honest about that. But we're a team, and I put my selections in, and we try to beat the other people. So I, You know, and I don't know who's going to compete today, but, you know, when I look at the games you have selected here, I could see myself going about 2-8 in these.
Well, there are some tough games. I thought about going more than 10 games, but there's no need to do that. There are some good games, some tight spreads. LSU-Florida, that's one of them that I did not put on the list. I took Rice and Army off. We always like to have a game like that on the list. But, I mean, for the most part, these are all BCS. In fact, I think they're all BCS conference games this week. Heavy in the SEC, the Big Ten, even the Pac-12 throwing some games out there of interest. So there's an interesting point. After upset weekend last week, Jimmy, there's a lot of teams that have to avoid two-game losing streaks against very good competition this Saturday.
There is no doubt. This Southeastern Conference, and I know people get tired of talking about it. I don't know if they do in the Southeast, but I think maybe sometimes when you're in Nebraska you do. But this Southeastern Conference, Doug, if you look at the schedules of these teams, Auburn has got no losses right now. I mean, they have zero losses, but they have like four really tremendous road games, all against top 10 teams. Can you imagine playing 10 road games against somebody in the top 10? All road games. Unbelievable. And the other thing, Doug, it's kind of interesting. Missouri, if they can win, and the game's kind of even now with Georgia. If they can win that game, their schedule is really polite. I mean, you're talking about they get to play the four weakest teams, if there is such thing, in the Southeastern Conference left. And they only have two road games that look tough. Missouri could sneak in there. They lost to Indiana. But as far as the Southeast Conference record is, that game doesn't count. You know, for them to get in the championship game, they can maybe get in there with one loss. And I don't even know where that's going to happen. They could go undefeated. And if we don't forget, they did it last year. They were the team that represented, you know, Missouri and Auburn played in the game.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
Blah.
Makes my toes curl. But here's another fact. And again, I'm not going to bash on the SEC like some people, but I think there's a couple of facts to be pointed out here, Jimmy. We all know the SEC plays nobody in the non-conference schedule. For the majority of the SEC, they play four teams worse than Nebraska has ever put on their schedule, worse than maybe Kansas State. It's like an old Kansas State schedule when they were trying to, and it worked, when they were trying to get to that next level so that they wouldn't be all beat up and get to play some home games. So there's no doubt there are this many SEC teams ranked. Do we truly believe that there will be that many SEC teams in the top 10 at the end of the year? Because I don't. They're going to get beat. Somebody's going to get beat. One of these good teams is going to lose three, four football games. And so I have a little bit of a problem saying that the schedule, I mean, we just take for granted SEC is tough. We know that. I'm not saying that. But you know what I'm kind of getting at here, that Auburn may play, or whoever is going to play. They all play each other. They're all ranked, so all their schedules are, quote, tough. But when you play nobody in the preseason, you are going to start off 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. And if you do get that win, like Miss and Mississippi State did, they're going to jump up there. Alabama's not going to fall that far. It's kind of like putting the rankings out too soon for those that argue. Let it play itself out. At the end of the month, we'll see where the SEC is.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm looking at, too, is what your intent was. I mean, LSU played Wisconsin. You know, Alabama played West Virginia. You know, Mississippi went to Boise. I mean, no one would play Boise State. Remember, that was about 5 years ago. Boise was just begging, anybody, please come up here and play us. And then USC would go down there. Somebody, Washington, would go play them, and everybody came back with a loss, you know. So I think Mississippi's intent when they played at Boise was that would be a marquee game for them. And I think Boise's not as good as they have been. But I think, you know, Alabama playing West Virginia, LSU playing Wisconsin, there was some intent there that some of those teams were trying to play good people. You know,
well, they're going to have to.
Yeah.
They're going to have to work on that, especially now with what we see in the playoff system. You've got to schedule somebody, and that's forcing the hand of the SEC more than anybody. Plus, their conference schedule is off of what all the other BCS conferences are. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll get to Pigskin Pick'em a little bit later on in the program. But I just, it's thank God we've got the Royals to talk about, and we got the baseball playoffs to talk about a little bit, because it just seems that you listen to what we've got going on here, and it doesn't matter if it's ESPN, if it's Fox, on down the line, Sports Illustrated, whatever you're reading, whatever you're listening to, Sirius XM, whatever the sports show is, 75% of it, maybe more, is not talking about sports. We're talking about figures in sports. We're not talking about sports. Adrian Peterson, are you stupid? A little weed. Yeah, mm-hmm. I only ran over him a little bit. I only jumped out of a fifth-story window. What are you, a dummy? I mean, you're in trouble. Why? And then you've got Todd Gurley here, which we all kind of have our thoughts on this. And you listen to the athletes. I mean, it's kind of sad now, Jimmy, because basically everybody that's made it, like a Chris Carter, they freely admit, and he got caught. But they're all freely admitting this, that this goes on. So what are we looking at now? This is what happens. And the people that should be getting in trouble are the agents, are the ones that are paying Todd Gurley for these autographs, paying Johnny Manziel. Aren't they just as much at fault?
Yeah, I mean, when Todd Gurley, I mean, you know, like you say, he signed. There's going to probably be a time where this is probably not even going to be a penalty. I mean, you know what I mean? There's going to be a time where they're going to go, well, you can't do that. That's, you know, it's not, there's no law against it, but it's just in our best interest. If you don't charge people for these autographs, you know, when you're in college, please don't do this. You know, some of the other things are not that way. Some of the other things they're talking about are things that are against the law. You know, you can't do that. You know what I mean? I mean, no one can do that. So I kind of feel bad for the Gurley situation a little bit, and I the Manziel situation. I'm not saying I'm tremendously, you know, hurt about it, but I just say in the same context of other things that are going on in the sports world that, you know, and the only reason his, you know, if you're the 20th best team, 20th best player in college football, nobody wants your autograph. But if you're in the top three, they do. So you have an opportunity that this comes up, and you're sitting there going, hey, I didn't even realize that. Doug, I mean, and this is real quick, and it's off the subject a little bit, but there was a quarterback from Iowa that played in a golf tournament a few years ago, and he had a hole-in-one. Well, in what the prize was a brand-new car. And he was so excited, you know, that he made this hole in one. Well, you know, he couldn't even take the car. And, you know,
which is a joke.
Well, I think it is because, I mean, he paid his entry fee, or, you know, he was playing it, and he was just kind of out here, and it was a random deal. You're telling me he can't take this hole in one? I mean, to me, that's unfair to people. And I understand that the other thing's a little different. The other one about Gurley getting his autograph, that's because of his success at Georgia and a football player. But the other one has nothing to do with his football stuff. He had a hole in one.
It's not like they said, oh, you hit a hole-in-one. Let's call a car dealership and get a car. That was out there for everybody.
Exactly.
That day. And it took skill to do, or luck, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but, I mean, you get my point is that I don't think players, you know, if you hit something like that, just all of a sudden they go, oh, you can't win that. Oh, you can't?
I mean, unbelievable. Well, we don't like the NCAA a lot of the times, and the NSAA is starting to run into this as well. Jimmy, I throw this out to you, and Here's where I have a problem, because it's like bashing one of the high schools. I mean, the Nebraska School Activities Association is trying to do its best job. And Brian Maher, the superintendent, is now in charge of the board of the NSAA, which has grown from 6 to 8 representatives. And they're doing what their constituents want, or when they're forced in a corner like yesterday, what they have to do. But there's a couple of things that have come up here. And it makes, to me, and I can go down the list here of why it makes no sense to me why things can't be righted when you make a mistake, when you don't pay attention. Here's what I say sometimes about the NSAA. They grab the calendar from 2012 and paste it to 2013. They don't look at it. They grab it from 2013 and they paste it to 2014. I mean, week 22 is week 22. Week 9 is week 9. Week 38 is 38. It doesn't matter. That's why you don't necessarily always have your – sometimes state track is a weekend before. Sometimes golf is before Memorial Day. Sometimes it's after Memorial Day. It's just how the calendar falls.
Correct.
There is no thought process into leaving track off of Memorial Day weekend when it could easily be taken care of. You either start the track season a week earlier or a week late. Well, what would be the difference? How about the next weekend? I mean, you're still going to run into the same circumstances with graduations and all that. Well, evidently, John Cook doesn't want to give up the Devaney Center to high school state volleyball semifinals. And the city of Grand Island should be irked. And the city of Grand Island should... They should say we want to rebid. They're not living up to their contract. There should be some financial, there should be penalties to the city of Lincoln after what happened yesterday, because the board had to vote to move the semifinals to Pinnacle Bank Arena, which is a great facility. I'm on board with, I don't want to see two volleyball matches going on at the same time for one reason. And Mark Zavala, I'll give him credit from the Grand Island Independent. He brought this up today, and I hope, Mark, you put it in a column. Because representing Grand Island, I hope you put it there. Back in the day at Pershing, they used to play A and give them the room, and then they'd pigeonhole B, D2, whoever it was, into a very tight area where the boundaries, I mean, in volleyball, you kind of need to run off the court once in a while and go get a ball. There was no room to run off the court and get the ball. And the problem with playing two matches at the same time, if one is a three-set butt-whooping and the other is a five-setter, you got to wait for it to get done. You got to start them at the same time, which is asinine. What the hell's the difference? Introduce them and go. Nobody's paying attention to each other, but that's the way it is. You get late and late and late. And the point that Mark was making was the last time that happened, they were an hour and a half late getting a match started for Grand Island, was playing in the next one. And then that went five sets, so the evening session started like an hour and a half late. I mean, so that there is your major problem. But when the city of Lincoln submits a bid and you approve it and it says, here's where the games are going to be, unless there's a disaster, unless there's a storm, unless there's a flooding issue, unless you just can't play there, the SAA should have said, sorry, this is what you guys signed up for. Fix it. And I can't believe John Cook did that, because he's going to catch some heat for this. And I hope somebody brings it up to him on Monday at the press conference. He's going to catch some heat for this. He's been a very big advocate of Nebraska volleyball, high school volleyball. He knows how big it is in the state. Seriously, if you can't find a place to practice for however long your Friday practice is, I think you got some problems.
Yeah, this isn't the first time this has happened in football. You know, the Memorial Stadium, it was in 1997, I think, the very first high school football game was played in Memorial Stadium. And around 2007, right in that time, the Huskers used to always play, and of course they were in a conference, you know, where they always had a week off, and then they played either Colorado or Oklahoma.
They had the Saturday off before Thanksgiving.
There you go, right. And they always played the high school game was played that week. Well, all of a sudden they moved it up. Well, so high school was forced to play on Monday and Tuesday. So not only were those schools, people were ending their season October 30th. Now teams are playing November 20th and 21st. You know, they're going a whole extra month of high school football. And in Nebraska, it does have a tendency sometimes to get a little colder, you know, on those days. It doesn't mean it's going to be, but there's a really good chance the farther you stick it into closer to December 1st, how cold it's going to be. So yeah, it's too bad. And they play those games at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it's 7:30 at night where it is the coldest. It's not like, you know, the Huskers are practicing right when the game that, you know, the high school players can play. So this isn't the first time this has happened. And when they make those bids, it's kind of interesting because I do know, Doug, because I've sat in those a little bit and never on the board. But I've talked to some guy and they said that sometimes, you know, one town will say, hey, we'll give $20,000 to have the volleyball because, see, they're getting money from the Holiday Inns and et cetera. The Pizza Huts and things like that are sticking in money to say, hey, if we have this, we'll make some money if you get these people here. Mm-hmm. So we'll throw in some cash to help this bid process, you know. And so that's some of it. And so what happened, well, Lincoln could afford to throw more money in because they have more motels and more et cetera, and they're throwing more money in. And now all of a sudden, like you say, they don't fulfill it. So I agree with you. I'm disappointed a little bit in the volleyball coach in Nebraska. Yeah.
And here's what part of the story said from yesterday. the vote was 6-2, but Jay Beller of Battle Creek and Alan Gary from Medicine Valley, who I've known for a number of years, voted against it. Beller said the smaller schools in my area have said no to dual courts, and he said, then Mark Novell, another gentleman that has done a great job that we know of, from Fillmore Central, here was his quote. When we voted on the state volleyball bids, we were given assurances we would have Devaney and Pinnacle for the days we needed it, and now that's changing. It's unfair to Grand Island. And so, that's that. Here's another thing that I've noticed. They're all about money, so how come they're not taking advantage of some situations? One of them is you've got a sub-district, and again, to some people, this they don't care. But put this into context of your favorite sport, okay? And this just happens to be volleyball transferring and translating into football. First, you're going to have a Class C district at Kearney High later this month that involves the two teams that played for the state championship last year in Grand Island, in Kearney Catholic and Minden. You also have a Gothenburg team that has a Division I Nebraska recruit that Tiana Reeves is going to Nebraska. There are four teams. So they don't have to play that bunny bracket game, Jimmy. As you know, when you get those play-in games, then you're going to have to play over two nights. And in volleyball, they're going to try and jam all this into one night. One, idiotic. You could get the same fans there. Let's just say that it's Kearney Catholic and Minden that make it on. And if it's not, if it's one of the other teams, so be it. You get those people there two nights in a row in a gym that's not being used anyway because you had to plan for it to be two nights, and just the way the districts fell out, you had four teams. So you get double money there. And with volleyball as opposed to basketball, it is a distinct disadvantage. You're going to have the 2 and 3 seeds playing each other, turning around, playing the number one seed 20 minutes later. Go home. Go to school. Get rested. Get ready for the next day. What harm is there? That's my big question. What harm is there? We could make that change today. And say, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. Can you give me a reason why it doesn't make sense?
Yeah, and here's the situation. I don't know. You know, we should probably get Dr. Maher on, you know, I mean, sometime next week and let him talk about it, because I think that would be a more fair than you and I kind of guessing on all the things that took place, because I know he
he's taking notes right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a very intelligent man, and when you're sitting in that arena, there's things that have to happen, but you have to make decisions without the 128 volleyball coaches telling you how he is, what to think. They all have a different opinion on what should take place. And you know, so one of the hardest things to do as an administrator is to fix something when it's not, you know, when what's supposed to transpire does not, you know, when it does not transpire correctly, what do you do? You know, what are you going to do? What are these, you know, ADs and coaches have to make decisions in lightning situations in football games. But you know what? It only affects two schools. You know, if the score's 30-0 in the third quarter, you know what they do a lot of times? They just don't replay it again. They said, that's good enough. You know, we're not going to play again. We played Friday. That's good enough. Shake hands. Let's go on. Excuse me. If it's 22-14, they usually go back and finish the game. There was a game. I don't know if you remember this. Remember the game that was played in six-man or an eight-man game? It was played like week three. It was a 6-6 tie. And the schools were like 500 miles apart. And they made them go back and refinish it because it affected the wild card points. Not those two teams, but everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go back and refinish that quarter and a half of a 6-6 tie. Now, you know, I don't know if that is the intent of the NSA and what we want to do. There's ought to be something in there that said, hey, if the case this game ends in a tie due to weather and unforeseen circumstances, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to say, because it says right in the bylaws that's a loss for both teams. Well, you know, and that's not going to happen. And if you played both teams, then they both lose and you kills your wild card point.
And I'll finish up the rant here because we went we didn't talk about this in our production meeting before today.
We sure did not.
And here's one more thing that, again, you're have been an administrator and a coach, Jimmy, and I thought at any time if I'm off base here, you would, as you do, you would say, well, and you would give me the other side of the story. Here's one more instance for you. Class C, and here's where I'm talking about we just grab that schedule, that calendar, and we throw it to the next year. As we all know, Class C football went to a 9-game schedule this year. And they have moved their playoffs to Friday nights. They will play all Fridays, just like A and B, because there's one last week, and so they don't have to jam them in there and force one extra game in that time. Class D has not voted to do that yet, so they're an eight-game schedule. So their playoffs will start on Thursday, October 30th. Okay? Now follow me here. Class D playoffs will start on Thursday, October the 30th. The only football on that night will be in Class D, and they will be playoffs. The Class D district finals in volleyball are when?
The same night.
The exact same night. Class C district volleyball finals are when?
On Fridays.
On Friday. When you've got 16 teams playing football, 32 with both Cs, and you're going to have the same for volleyball. What if you're a parent? What if your school is playing in both of those? Tell me why today you don't just pick up the phone and say, you know what, Class D, we're going to play Friday, and Class C, we're going to play Thursday. We're just going to switch it. If the school, in the rare instance that one of these schools, and again, they don't pick the district sites till they, so that hasn't even been set. Can you give me any reason they couldn't do that?
No, that probably was an oversight at some time, and I'm not on there right now. I don't know if it was, but I think that was probably an oversight. That's something that probably needs to get fixed. I do know this, though, Doug. I do know that, and Cambridge is the team that I can remember this happening to more than anybody else, because they've had some success in both sports. I know they're not the only team that this has happened to, but I know Cambridge one time was in the semifinals in football on a Saturday and hosted.
Mm-hmm.
And their volleyball team was playing in the state championship day. So what they did, because they were the only school involved, they moved their football game up to 1 o'clock in the afternoon because their volleyball game was like at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know, so people could get to both games and they could go ahead and attend both things. So there may be some stuff going on with some afternoon games in football. You know, they might try to get some afternoon games on Thursdays and get some of that eight-man stuff out of the way, you know, and then when they go to their volleyball games, those schools that are playing. So I'm not 100% sure on how that's going to go, but then you only have two schools. With the state tournament, you have way too many schools involved.
Well,
so yeah,
the state tournament, you've been successful enough. Congratulations.
Right.
You know, congratulations. Yeah. You've done that. But you know what? I'll take that one more step. Could you bring that up? State baseball? They've adjusted state baseball schedules because of graduations in the metro area. They have moved games around to accommodate graduation. So it can be done. Do it. Do it. Don't just say, we'll think about it, maybe do it next year. Do it. You're Amherst. Pick a school. It doesn't matter. You're Amherst. You're fortunate enough to be in the district volleyball final, and your football team is playing as well. There's got to be numerous examples of that. Your Hastings St. Cecilia, there's a good one. You know that they're going to be there in both of them most likely. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Fix it. Going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Josh Harvey is going to join us from Scout.com, talk a little Husker recruiting after this.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies developing today with highs into the upper 50s, northeast winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy frost possible, a low of 34. Topping off at 62 Saturday.
Right now, 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Jimmy Langan with you. A lot to get to. Jimmy's selections, our pigskin pick'em, but right now, it's time for our TNL Husker recruiting update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Center pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the next summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL irrigation systems are easier on you for a lifetime. Josh Harvey, Scout.com, joining us here. Talk a little Big Red recruiting. And Josh, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you think? Nebraska going to cover against Bye this week?
I hope so. Although, you know, who knows with that offensive play calling and the offensive line. I mean, I don't know.
Offensive line not going to get rolled over, man. I'll tell you what. By the way, before I forget, Jared Crick, big game last night. J.J. Watt obviously is an outstanding and maybe the best football player in the National Football League. But I think Crick's starting to help him out a little bit. And if they have to pay attention to him, that's one less guy on Watt. What about these NFL Huskers? It seems like, Josh, we've got a few more guys than usual that are being productive.
Yeah, and I just got done actually about 20 minutes ago reading the story about Will Compton possibly getting a chance to start this weekend. And that's just, you know, I think that's amazing to a lot of Husker fans. I know I kind of think back to his junior and senior year and think to myself, yeah, he was a productive football player, but I never would have imagined him being a guy that could start on an NFL roster, even as a, you know, even in a backup crunch. And so, yeah, I think Bo Pelini's defense has gotten guys ready over the last couple of years, and we're seeing more and more defensive players pop up.
Well, Nebraska on this bye week, and as we've been told, the coaches will be trying to hit some high school games and go out and see some of the current guys and try and pick up a couple of more. What can you tell us about the traveling of the Husker coaches this weekend?
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend. I still think there's about six spots left in the class. We already know for sure that they've already visited three guys as of yesterday. And I'm sure there's a lot more that have gotten visits, but we already have reports on three different guys that got visits. And, you know, I think when you look across the board, you know, they still need another offensive tackle. I still think they need a defensive end, maybe two defensive ends. They still need a linebacker. They still need a wide receiver. And there's a couple guys in this class that they have to spend a little bit of time recruiting as well, because first off, you never want to just leave your recruits out and dry. You still want to keep showing them the love. But there's a couple guys, like a guy like Kendall Bussey, who I believe is completely 100% firm. He's a running back out of Louisiana, for people who don't know, but he's a guy that keeps getting offers every day, and he's a guy that is just kind of blowing up nationally. And while there's a lot been made about, you know, whether he's going to jump ship or not, I believe he's 100% firm. All my sources say that the coaching staff isn't worried about him, but at the same time, you got to keep recruiting a kid like that, because if he keeps getting all these big-time SEC offers and you don't ever see a coach down there, then a player starts to doubt a little bit. And so they'll spend some time visiting their commitments as well.
Time with Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, Scout.com, about where the Husker coaches are out and about. As far as maybe the next commit, Josh, who would Husker coaches really like to get, say, yep, I'm coming?
You know, I don't. Me and Brian Munson, my associate, were kind of debating that last night, and you know, I don't know if there's a guy that just necessarily pops out to us as like, for sure, this guy will be the next commit. I think Reuben Jones, a kid, a defensive end out of Florida, who got visited by Coach Elves yesterday, is a guy that who already visited Nebraska. The staff would love to be able to get this guy in the mix because I think he's an athletic type that can play. You know, he can be a defensive end, could be, you know, that stand-up linebacker. He's only a three-star guy, but has quite a few offers: Duke, West Virginia, Wake Forest, Syracuse. I mean, a lot of the nice, you know, BCS schools that doesn't necessarily have those offers that just pop out like an Alabama or whatnot. But I think if they could get him in the mix, they would really like it because of his versatility. He's favoring Nebraska right now after his visit, but that was the first time he's ever visited any school outside of Florida. He had never actually even been out of the state of Florida before his official visit. So I think he's a kid who is still maybe a couple months away as far as making a decision because he wants to check out some other schools. But that being said, if I had to go, okay, who is the guy that is going to commit in this class that's not committed right now, I would say him. Now, there might be other guys in between Jones because I think they're going to still have some more – they'll still have some official visitors come in before he does, but – he's a guy that I would kind of look at as somebody I think will be in the class in February.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Instead of right now getting athletes, and because normally that's what you do. You go out and you try to find your best athlete that you can find, and then they'll find a place to play him. Where do you think Nebraska is the weakest at?
As far as this class or as far as just in general team-wise?
Right now, right now, if you had to fix something and said, hey, I'd like to make a trade with three other NCAA football schools and so we could fix something that we're weak at, what area do you think we're the weakest at right now, this football team?
Well, I mean, the way the offensive line played on...
No doubt, that's the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
Here's the thing about that, though. If you look at the way Nebraska's recruited the last 2 years on the offensive line, it's got to give you hope. And I know those guys haven't – they're just freshmen at this point. You never can project out how they're going to develop. But Tanner Farmer was an All-American guard who I got to see at the Under Armour practices the entire week. That kid, there wasn't a defensive tackle – a defensive tackle or a defensive end that were able to get past that kid at Under Armour All-American practices. And he was playing up against Alabama commitments, LSU commitments, Auburn commitments, USC commitments. I mean, the kid was the real deal. I really liked DJ Foster. He was a Semper Fi All-American. Nick Gates was a Semper Fi All-American. I mean, they recruited a couple really nice All-Americans in last year's class who I think could come in next year and be ready. It's really hard to make that jump in year one to be ready for the offensive line. And so I think, you know, redshirting was the right thing to do. But, you know, a couple of these guys screened 3-4 year starters. And then 2 weeks ago, they were able to get a couple 2016 commits in, which they're just juniors now. But Sam Raritan, his dad played in Nebraska. Sam is the number 16 prospect in the country overall. And he's an offensive guard. I mean, that's overall. The number two guard in the country. Then they were able to get a kid out of Illinois named Bryce Brokop, who's a top 125 player overall, top 10 guard. So I think they've really recruited nicely on the offensive line under Coach Garrison, and I think you're going to start to see those payoffs starting next year and probably 2 years from now. You know, I really think you could see one of the best offensive lines in the country.
And then there'll be something else that we won't like.
Yes, and then there'll be something else, yep. But hey, if it starts in the trenches, I mean, I'd rather have that not be a problem.
No doubt about it. I think an interesting point was also made earlier in this week by some folks is that the offensive line may use the Amir Abdullah Heisman push or just even getting to New York as a rallying cry. They'll have something as a goal in front of them. Josh, just kind of to wrap up the recruiting talk here a little bit, talking to you, talking to Brian Munson, talking to all the recruiting guys that we do have here on the Doug and Daddy Show, is this the most comfortable because Nebraska is not going to be offering 23, 24, 25 scholarships? Is this the most comfortable and best spot that Bo Pelini has been in as far as like October? I mean, because he's got a lot of commits, yeah. As long as they can hold on to him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about this class, and they still have six or seven spots left, depending on attrition, which I think allows them to kind of recruit next year's class as well and not necessarily be scrambling by year's end. I also think it gives them enough scholarships that, I mean, you guys have seen the schedule. I've seen the schedule. I mean, I think it's very easy that this team could go 10-2. Very easy that, you know, they could possibly run the table, and if that's the case, they're making a Big Ten title game. They might get in on a couple of recruits that weren't necessarily that interested in Nebraska early in the season, but they're seeing them have team success. And because they have a couple open scholarships, that really might pay off down the road. And so I think they're in a pretty good spot. And I also like the early jump they've gotten on next year's class, already getting two guys committed that are four-star players, one probably going to be a five-star before it's all said and done. And they're in on a couple more, and I know they'll be visiting quite a few this weekend as well.
Josh, any truth to the rumor that Jake Cotton was wearing some special shoes on Saturday night that were a little bit backloaded in weight?
I don't know.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, he almost held on. It was one of those things where I feel bad for him because it's a situation that I'm sure has happened before in college football. It's just the guy's trying to hold on after maybe jumping a little bit and nobody noticing. And I think it was funny because somebody posted a video that I saw yesterday of Barney making not the same exact mistake, but making a huge offensive line mistake as well that would have probably made SportsCenter not top 10. And so I think everybody was saying, hey, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree and whatnot. But I feel bad for the kid because he got a lot of bad press on that, and it was a situation where I think that probably happens more than people realize.
No, yeah, like I said, if he wasn't wearing Nebraska, all Nebraska people would have thought it was funny
they would have laughed so hard.
Josh, we'll wrap it up with this, because with that bye week, Nebraska's practicing baseball, Nebraska's practicing basketball. Your thoughts on what Nebraska's doing with basketball recruiting, and B.J. Day lost for the year yesterday. Would he have seen any significant playing time? Folks that don't know, knee injury, I mean, it's a bad thing, but I don't think it really affects the play for this year, does it?
Yeah, I mean, B.J.'s a nice kid, and I never want to bag on a kid or anything, but, I mean, he was a walk-on. He was a guy that some people call a 30 for 30. I mean, a guy that when you're up 30 seconds, or up 30 points with 30 seconds left, gets a chance to play, and especially as a true freshman. He's a 6'5 forward. I think Nebraska would have struggled to find a role for him this year, but when it comes to basketball recruiting, his staff's doing an amazing job. I mean, they have a top 25 legitimate class. Glenn Watson is a true top 10 point guard in the country, and Ed Morrow is a guy that a lot of schools liked. And so I think basketball recruiting wise, they're doing an excellent job. And you have to throw in Andrew White as well, the transfer from Kansas, because that was a situation where they really had to out-recruit schools, even though he was a transfer. So I consider him basically almost like a signee verbal commitment. So, I think the staff is doing an excellent job. And I think another season like they had last year, and I think the recruiting is only going to get better.
All right, Josh. Hey, buddy, we appreciate it. To enjoy the weekend off. We'll get to watch some other teams play college football, maybe Texas, Oklahoma, and all the top 10 matchups that are going on. Appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. That's Josh Harvey, scout.com. Big Red Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we've got Jimmy's Selections and Pigskin Pick'em here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, heading into October, wants to remind you that they continue to grow and are seeking motivated and enthusiastic individuals. And you can go to their website, midwaycareers.com, to specifically see the full list of jobs. You can even apply online. They're searching for product specialists, technicians, customer service reps. They're looking for everybody, but they need a little bit more in that field. And you can check out the benefits and more on the site at midwaycareers.com. Become part of the Midway team and help put smiles on the faces of all their customers at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Storm hockey on the ice and on the radio this weekend.
The Storm are coming off a win in Des Moines where goaltender Alec Dillon made 34 saves. Tri-City defeated the Buccaneers in a shootout. This weekend, the Storm will face the Chicago Steel for two games at the Viero Event Center. The Steel, one of the stronger teams in the Eastern Conference after a great second half of last season. Storm and Steel this weekend in Kearney.
Friday night on Classic Hits 98.9 and Saturday back on the Breeze 94.5.
Doug and Daddy's show, time of the Midtown Bar Cooler Question. Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. With the Huskers on a bye week, which college football game are you most looking forward to watching? 50% said Auburn and Mississippi State. I guess I'm not on the majority this time. That's okay. It's okay. 33% TCU Baylor. And then I had a couple of votes in there for the Oregon-UCLA and Ole Miss-Texas A&M game. I said I'm looking forward to watching Texas-Oklahoma as much as anything, but TCU-Baylor I think is going to be interesting. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. The question for the weekend, which World Series matchup would you most like to see? So I guess the question is, would you rather see the Royals play the Giants or would you rather see the Royals play the Cardinals? Jimmy, which one would you rather see?
Both would really be a good financial move. Either way, I would love to see the Royals in there instead of the Orioles.
But you didn't answer my question.
The Cardinals, for sure.
You would rather see the Cardinals?
Yeah, and then and I could go to every game. It's not that far. We just drive to them.
That'd be awesome. I'll get the jet lined up.
There you go.
We'll be ready to go. Doug and Daddy on the road, Missouri, all week long.
There you go. Just stay in Columbia.
There you go.
Stay in Columbia. Drive 120
miles. You might
miles.
Have to.
Yeah,
no kidding. You might have to. Well, let's get your picks as the Friday show rolls along. We were going up, 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 and you haven't hit the ceiling yet, but you kind of flattened out last week. So not a horrible week, but not a go buy a boat week either. So what do you got for me?
Well, I got the Dirty Dozen here. We got six underdogs, six favorites, and then we got one over-under.
So, holy cow, you're trying to really go.
Oh, I just
love it.
I'll tell you what
you
happened.
You like it this week?
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of like what I got.
Remember, Jimmy said last week, this
Yeah, I told you I didn't like it. I just had to pick games. I mean, you know, but here you go. All right, Middle Tennessee State gets 28. They're playing Marshall. Marshall's covered 5 weeks in a row on the point spread. And so I like Middle Tennessee State plus the 28. That right now is at 27.5, but it's going to go up because 22% of the people are betting Middle Tennessee State, and Marshall's getting pounded on this game. Huh. So you're going to be on the side of the Vegas. You're going to be on Vegas' side if you take them because Vegas needs Middle Tennessee State bad. I like Texas Tech plus 6.5 against West Virginia. Arkansas plus 9.5 against Bama. Duke plus 4 against Georgia Tech. And I like Texas plus the 16.5 against Oklahoma. 85% of the people are betting Oklahoma in this game, only 15%. The one program I like the Giants plus the 3 against the Eagles. Then we've got, you don't like that one?
That's the Sunday night game. No, I don't know. That's been talked about a whole lot this week. And I'm just saying, you're 2-0. You've only picked two pro games all year. And you like the Giants. You think the Giants are now a team that is going to be playoff? I mean, they were just getting bashed after week two, like about the worst. I mean, they weren't sure they could have beat Oakland or Jacksonville. And now people are talking about, here we go again.
Yeah, I think they got some wide receivers that can catch it a little bit. And they've got they're playing some personnel out there. But basically, it's just on the numbers that so many people were betting the Eagles. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all about numbers. Here's some games that I like a little bit, but the public's on this side. So normally I don't go this way, but I think the public's correct. Minnesota's minus 3.5 over Northwestern. Minnesota has not lost a Big Ten game by the point spread in 2 years. They've covered the spread for the last 2 years. Minnesota Golden Gophers have. I don't know if you've known that or not, but
that's a good one.
That's a heck of it. But that, they're only 3.5 point favorites at home. Clemson is a 9.5 point favorite over Louisville. I think they're going to cover. UNLV's quarterback is out now. Fresno's had a lot of success after they got through playing USC and Nebraska. I like Fresno a little bit in that game.
They're no longer the worst team in America, which was replaced by SMU, which is
no longer anybody else. Yeah. East Carolina, they're playing South Florida. That's 14.5. But back on Northwestern, Northwestern had 4 interceptions against Wisconsin and gave up 252 yards rushing to one player. Still won the game. Minnesota will have a lot of success running the ball. The Falcons minus 3 against the Bears. I like Florida State. Syracuse doesn't look like they're very good and can stop anybody. And the over-under I like this one pretty well. I like the under in the Cincinnati-Carolina game at 45, under 45. I kind of like that. I think those two teams match up. It's going to be a low scoring game.
All right, let's give a recap here.
When you give this many, it's hard to recap it. It's not like it's just 3.
It's tough to write them down, but here we go. These are the underdogs that Jimmy likes: Texas, Duke, Arkansas, Middle Tennessee, Texas Tech, and the New York Football Giants. You know what? Picks and Pick'em's coming up, and I like a couple of these, so we may be the favorites that Jimmy likes: Clemson, Minnesota, Fresno State, East Carolina, and then who else did you give me here? Florida State and Cincinnati. Carolina unders.
Yeah, and the Falcons, if you
or Falcons,
that.
Excuse
yeah.
me. Falcons.
I can't believe you can't read my writing. That's no one else has ever had any trouble with it.
Boy, the Bears will be.
The post office sends a lot of things back, and everything was done correctly.
The Bears will be in disarray if the Falcons win that football game. There's going to be a lot of talk about that game, I feel, on Monday, because whoever loses, in the tank. Whoever wins, maybe they've got a chance to make a run at the end of the season. So there you go. Those are Jimmy's selections, heard every Friday right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Even though the Huskers aren't playing, UNK and Hastings College, they, of course, are playing. And best of luck to the guys as they will both have different challenges. For the Lopers, they're trying to get a win against another winless team at Northeastern Oklahoma, or Northeastern State of Oklahoma. On the other end of the spectrum, Hastings is trying to beat number one Morningside. 1 o'clock tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. It's just going to be a tall task. Hastings needs to just perform well and see what happens. I think that's all they can do here. I mean, if there's a point spread, I mean, Morningside's favored by about 30 or more in every game that they play, Jimmy. I mean, they've scored more than 60 points in all 4 games, got over 80 once this year.
Isn't that something? Yeah, if Hastings College competes, you know, I'll tell you what, when I like their coach, when he's talked on the show, he seems real positive about his team. And every week they're going to have a game plan to try to do whatever they can to give them the best opportunity to win. And that's all you can do as a coach.
Well, it is time to dive in to our Pigskin Pick'em. You know what? Every once in a while, Jimmy, we have to just let somebody get in. You know, maybe they don't know the answer to our trivia question. So it's a bye week. It's a bye week for trivia. We're just going to take caller number 7, 888-455-ESPN. All you have to do is know how to dial a phone, 888-455. I know that opened it up for a lot of people, 3776. You can only go up against us once, but there's $50 in Cunningham's cash if you can beat us this weekend. Some tough games, plus the correct caller will get the Big Daly Deli combo meal, Big Daly's Deli, top of the hill, Kearney, across from Duncan Field in Hastings. Caller 7, you're taking us on next.
18.3% of Buffalo County high school students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
If you've got the free time to golf this Monday, Columbus Day, then Southern Hills Golf Course has the offer you're going to love. Come on out for the 2-for-1 special on Monday. Two golfers and a cart for the price of one. A day off on Monday can't be beat, but getting a 2-for at Southern Hills comes pretty close. Call for your tee times now. Don't wait and miss out. 463-8006. That's 402-463-8006. Southern Hills Golf Course. Come on out and play.
Fall is here, and a Mountain Mud espresso drink would sure taste great. Hi, I'm Emily O'Brien, manager of Mountain Mud Espresso in Minden. I would like to personally invite you into our new Minden Mountain Mud location. At Mountain Mud Espresso, every drink is made to order especially for you. Try an espresso, latte, hot chocolate, or a flavored coffee. We only use top-notch quality ingredients that will make your drink extra special. We're located at 1201 North Brown Avenue in Minden, and I would hope to see you soon.
Anderson Brothers, your neighbor serving your neighborhood since 1947, wants to help a neighbor this winter. Anderson Brothers wants to install a high-efficiency furnace free into the home of someone who's truly deserving and in need. Do you know of someone you'd like to nominate? Do you own your own home and are in need? Just contact Anderson Brothers in Kearney or Holdridge before November 14th for your nomination. Giving back to the community, it's just Anderson Brothers' way of saying thank you for the honor of serving Central Nebraska for over 65 years.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. You know what? Caller 7, you just never know what's going to happen, Jimmy. We've got a Powder Blue Royals fan, Jeff from Shelton. He has been a listener and an emailer and a contributor, and he gets in our contest. He's been a true, loyal fan of the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's cool to have Jeff go up against us in the Pigskin Pick'em. Jeff, good morning. Have you taken the whole week off to watch the Royals?
I most certainly have. I was there for the final game of the sweep.
Oh man! Just tell me a little bit. Tell me what it was like, because even the people in Kansas City can't seem to believe what it was like.
It was a dream. It was indescribable. Standing the whole time, screaming, yelling, losing voice, hugging random strangers. Tears. Every single emotion you can imagine, it took place.
Well, that's outstanding.
Jeff, Jim Lang here. Don't tell us if it's too illegal, but tell us if it wasn't. How did you get your tickets?
That's a story I might have to tell off the air.
Okay, but, thank you. That's good. That's what I wanted to know. I just wanted to make sure I'm not missing out on anything here.
Yeah, there weren't any laying on the street. He wasn't just walking down in front of
avoid that question. Avoid that question. Just tell you, how much were hot dogs at the game? How about that?
Well, let's get into our picks and see if Jeff can pick up the $50 in Cunningham's cash, which may take a little sting off the ticket prices. He's already the winner of the Big Daly's Deli large combo meal. Here we go. There's some good ones. We're going to start with Duke at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech favored by 3.5. And moving into the national rankings, Jeff, who do you got?
I'll go with Georgia Tech.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take Duke.
You took him in your selections. I'm taking Duke as well because it's the end of the road for Georgia Tech. West Virginia at Texas Tech. What do you got here, Jimmy?
I took Texas Tech, even though West Virginia's favored. I'm taking Texas Tech.
And at Tech, they just have been laying eggs. Jeff, who you got here?
We'll do West Virginia.
So there's a West Virginia. There's a Texas Tech. Man, I this is really a coin flip for me. This is a coin flip. I just think West Virginia actually is the better football team. But either way this goes, I don't know. I'm going to take West Virginia. TCU at Baylor. This is where College Game Day should be. 5 versus 7 in the country. And all of a sudden, I heard a couple people this morning getting on TCU, even though they're about an 8 to 10 point underdog. Some people believe their defense is good enough to hold down Baylor. And Jimmy, Baylor has been vulnerable at times. So I had the TCU over Oklahoma upset last week. They beat Baylor. They can start talking anything they want to talk about because there is no Big 12 championship game anymore. This is their Big 12 championship game. I'll take Baylor. Who you got, Jimmy?
Tiffany Christmas. I'm going to take Baylor, too.
Jeff, you taking offense or you taking defense? Who you got?
I was going to go the same route you did, but I don't know if I can do that, so I'll go Baylor.
All right, there is a sweep on Baylor. Let's go Southern California at Arizona. Jeff, who you got?
Let's do Arizona.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Arizona.
Yeah, no, I'm taking Southern Cal. Oregon at UCLA. One of these teams is going to lose 2 in a row. They're saying this morning, UCLA, I just can't see that. I can't see it. Oregon, I can't see Oregon losing 2 in a row. I'll take Oregon. Jimmy?
I've got a sheet here that I think I'm going to go 2-8 on. I'm going to take UCLA.
Jeff, who you got? Break the tie.
Oregon.
Penn State at Michigan. The last two programs to be in disarray, I guess, in the Big Ten Conference are Penn State and Michigan. Jimmy, who you got?
Michigan.
Man, Michigan favored by 1. Penn State was the favorite when it opened. Jeff, what do you like, Penn State or Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
You know what? Michigan lost their top running back last week. The line moves in their favor. You know, Brady, they might show them the door if they lose this football game. Penn State, I don't know why. I'm taking Penn State, and I don't like it at all. Indiana at Iowa. Offense versus defense. Iowa favored by a touchdown. Who you got here, Jeff?
I want to go Indiana. I just can't make myself do it, so we'll go Iowa.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Iowa, but I could really use Indiana to win over 5.5 games this year.
If Indiana is going to step up and bite somebody in the ankles, this is the game. I'm going to continue my road trend, and I'm going to take Indiana as my upset play of this week. Northwestern at Minnesota. Jimmy, we know who you're taking.
I'm taking Minnesota.
This line is too screwy for me. I can't understand why Minnesota's favored by 4 points. Jeff, what do you got?
Gophers.
Two Gophers. This goes against all logic, but you know what? Sometimes Vegas loses. I'll take Northwestern to be 3-0 in the conference. Mississippi at Texas A&M. Ole Miss comes off the win against Alabama. They're favored by 1. They're favored by 1. Texas A&M, excuse me, favored. And you got them at 2.5. When I looked, it was 1. So, nah. Ole Miss. I might take every road team. The only road team I haven't taken is TCU. I'm taking Ole Miss. What do you like, Jeff?
I'll do Ole Miss.
And Jimmy?
It's a sweep. I'm taking Ole Miss.
Final game on the sheet. Auburn at Mississippi State. Jeff, who you got?
What's the line on that one?
Auburn's favored by 3 on the road.
I'm going to take the home team.
Mississippi State, I'm taking Auburn. They're going to win this football game. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Mississippi State.
I took 9 road teams. I have 0 chance. So it's up to you two. It's between Jeff and Jimmy for the $50 in Cunningham's cash. In case it comes down to a tie, there's no Nebraska game, so we're going to the shootout down there at the State Fair. Texas and Oklahoma, total points in the game. What do you got, Jeff?
Let's do 50.
Well, he's highest. He's higher than both of us. I have 46 down, and Jimmy, even lower than that.
I had 41.5. And, hey, if you win this $50, this gift certificate, you can use that money to buy 4 tickets to the Royals Game 1 World Series. You know, you'll have $12.50 apiece, 4 nice tickets right in the front row.
Jeff, let's have fun this weekend and go Royals. Thanks for calling, and congratulations.
All right, go Royals.
There you go. Did I just really take 9 road teams?
There's no rhyme or reason why
we
do this.
Did I just take 9 road teams?
I'll tell you, there is no rhyme or reason how we just start circling these things as we go.
Tri-City Storm home this weekend. Here, we are so packed on the radio, and I hope you're enjoying your sports, and I hope we got everything where we can get it for you. But they have Chicago tonight at home at 7:30. Classic Hits 98.9. Then tomorrow at 7:05, it'll be the Royals playing the afternoon game, followed by the Storm at 7:05. The Royals play at 3, the Storm 4 hours later at 7:05. That's where you can hear Storm hockey. We have football getting underway this afternoon. Red Cloud coming into one of their best seasons in recent memory gets the Giant in Giltner. 2:30 pregame, kickoff at 3 on the Breeze 94.5. followed by the Royals and Orioles pregame set for 6:30. On ESPN 1460, Blue Hills at Elm Creek. On 1550, it is going to be St. Cecilia Superior. On 1230, KHAS, Hastings and Adams Central. And again, all those games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com, and a special online game tonight, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, will also be online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How come St. Cecilia and Superior wasn't on our pigskin pick'em?
I don't know. Superior's got 2 wins. They break that long losing streak.
I know. Okay, you take Superior and I'll take St. Cecilia. I'll write that down.
I didn't say that.
I didn't either.
I did not say that. Other high school games tonight. Kearney High is at home against Omaha Bryan. Grand Island travels to Millard South. York is at Grand Island Northwest. And our good buddy Glenn Snodgrass, the York coach, is featured in this week's Coaches Talk in Huskerland Prep Report with Robert Jensen. Volleyball, Nebraska is at Michigan State tonight. If there's not enough on, they're on the Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock. And then they will be at Michigan at noon on Sunday. UNK Volleyball, they host Northwest Missouri State tonight. And Missouri Western, who's 13-3, comes in tomorrow. That's a tough stretch starting for the Lopers. 7 o'clock, the first serve. The Lopers soccer team, soccer fans, they kick it off here at 1 o'clock at home against Central Oklahoma. They'll also play at home against Northeastern State Sunday at 1. Hastings College soccer is tomorrow. Hastings College volleyball tomorrow is at Nebraska Wesleyan. District softball is continuing today as well. So hopefully we got everything covered that we needed to get covered today, Jimmy. You, anything?
Nope, nothing. I have nothing else. Okay. Enjoy the weather, I guess, this week. I'm going to be staying inside on Saturday. And I tell you what, I hope my remote control is working.
Have extra batteries.
Yeah, I'm not going to be moving much.
Extra batteries. By the way, one last note, because when we talk tennis during the season, but kind of in the off season, UNK's men's team of Lucas Garcias and Joey Richards upset the top-ranked team in the country from BYU Hawaii 6-4, 7-6 yesterday at the Small College National Championships, and they are just about ready to get underway against the 4th seed in the country from Concordia College in New York in the next round. We want to thank Josh Harvey from Scout.com, Big Red Report, for joining us on the show today. Monday, we'll have 2 games in the books between the Royals and the Orioles. Hopefully it's good. I'll take a split. I want 2, but I don't want it to be 0. So we'll take that Bopolini's press conference as they get ready for Northwestern and a whole lot more. Jimmy, we'll see you Monday, man.
Yep, take care, Doug.
Folks, have a great weekend. See you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, 2 stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.